The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, first this morning, we go to a dark moment for Irish business this week and the attack on Kevin Lunny, an executive of Quinn Industrial Holdings. Mr. Lunny was kidnapped from outside his home and savagely beaten. It's the latest in a long line of attacks, some say as many as 70 attacks in the last 4 years on executives and assets of the company. Mr. Lunny has been with the business on and off for many years. He started there under the stewardship of Sean Quinn, the former owner of the group. The Irish Independent reports today that Mr. Lunny was warned during the abduction that the gang would kill five Quinn bosses. We're joined now by Alan Dukes, who served on the board of IBRC when it took over the Quinn businesses back in 2010. Alan, what are your thoughts on what has happened in recent days?
It's entirely deplorable. Sabotage and various kinds of attacks have been going on for some years. It has reached now, with the attack on Mr. Lunny, an absolutely frightening level. The whole problem has been that quite a number of people in the locality have never accepted the economic reality that the company in early 2010, the whole group, including the insurance company, was just on the brink of extinction, and it was necessary for an outside agency to move in. It happened to be the bank, Anglo-Irish Bank, as it was at the time, to find a way of keeping the group alive if it were possible to do so. That was done.
Different parts were sold off to buyers. Spanish company bought the glass bottle manufacturer and so forth. And the original cement and concrete business was bought out by this local consortium of some of them former Quinn managers like Kevin Lunny and Liam McCaffrey, with the backing of New York funds. What do you think the business outlook, because that has been successful since they took it over in 2015, what do you think the business outlook is for the company in light of all of this?
The business outlook for the company, if we just look at the business and how the company is being run, I think is quite solid. They have come through a very difficult period, not only in terms of the structure of the company itself, but in the markets that they're dealing in. They've come through that difficult period very well. They're facing God knows what kind of issues with Brexit. They don't need outside interference. And it seems there is a group of people outside the company who are acting totally contrary to the interests of the workers and the community there in order to achieve some other kind of goal which is not specified. The really frightening thing is that they now seem to be prepared almost literally to stop at nothing. The result of what they're doing, if they were to be successful, would be to destroy the company and to destroy a very large amount of employment in an area that desperately needs it.
In light of what's happened to Kevin Lunny, and he's obviously in a very difficult situation, he's lucky to be alive. Questions, I'm sure, and conversations are going on among the other managers with their families in their homes about what their response will be to this, how safe is this now. They are looking towards the police to do more. But equally, the American investors that have supported them and that own 80% of it, they may well be wondering, do we want to stick with this business into the future? And if we lose some of the management team, if they decide that it's just not practical or worth it for them to stay, could the business be in jeopardy?
It is. I think a huge pity is a totally weak way of saying this, but it's dreadful that, A, those kind of questions should arise for a company that is actually doing so well. It's even worse that the management and executives of that company should have the kind of concerns you've just spoken about. They're an extraordinarily courageous group of people to have kept going the way they have, and indeed other workers in those companies. But as I say, if concerns among the investors and the management were to go past a certain point, the effects on the local communities there will be huge.
Ultimately, any business, even if it's performing well, the value of the business is what someone is willing to pay for it. those American investors at some point in the future may be thinking about exiting and selling on the company. That becomes very difficult with this kind of a backdrop. They were talking about floating it on the stock market, possibly doing an IPO that arose earlier this year. Do you think some of those things might be in jeopardy now? And if they did decide to sell it, who would buy it?
It's very difficult to know. If they did decide to sell it, God knows what kind of candidates there might be offering. But I think that community there, that border community in Derry Lane and in County Cavan, they need really to be conscious of the dangers that are there. And they need to be conscious of the fact that only damage can result from a continuation of what's there now.
When you were on the board of IBRC and there was a receiver and a new board in there running the company, there was a campaign of sabotage at that time. The previous chief executive, Paul O'Brien, his car was set on fire just outside his home in a terrifying incident for him. Were you aware of a lot of that going on? And was that something that was discussed and a factor in thinking about the commercial damage that it could do?
Yes, of course we were aware. That whole process of sabotage began very shortly after we took over the company. And there were various threats, some of which were not carried out at the time, to do things, particularly in the glassworks, that would have been a major disruption to production. That happily didn't happen, but the lower level interference with trucks pouring sand in petrol tanks, various things of that kind, were going on right up to the time that the bank stopped being involved in the issue.
Was there ever any sense that there were threats made against people like yourself or individuals on the board of IBRC?
I got a very threatening communication at one point. I think Mike Ainslie also got a very threatening...
He was chief executive
of the bank at the time. They didn't come to anything.
But what did you get? Did you get a threatening letter, you and Mike Ainslie?
I got a threatening... I can't remember whether it was an email or a letter, but a communication anyway.
What did it say?
Various disobliging things, which I'd rather not go into. But in fact, we spoke on a number of occasions to representatives of local community groups to explain what we were doing, why it was necessary to do what we were doing. Some of them argued back with kind of their own analysis of how the business should be done, not possible. And some of them argued back on the basis that Mr. Quinn was the only person who could run the business. We clearly didn't agree with that.
Sean Quinn has condemned these attacks. He said that they were barbaric. In an interview on Shannon's side, Northern Sound, during the week, he also suggested that there might be a way forward by talking to some of the people who have grievances and feel disgruntled and have grievances against the company. And he suggested that the current management team suing certain individuals in the company, that should be looked at.
I'm not acquainted with the circumstances that lead him to say that. But I can say this, there is nobody who has a grievance with the company that would justify the kind of thing that was done to Kevin Lunny, or indeed any of the other sabotage, but particularly the attack on Kevin Lunny.
In terms of resolving the clear problems and issues that are there now, what are the options open? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, ideally, the people who are doing this should realise that the only result of it will be to damage their communities and the future of their children, and to stop doing it, and to realise that what they're doing is totally unconstructive, totally immoral.
What about management themselves? I mean, there is, I presume, a possibility that some of them will say, look, this just isn't worth it, and they might move on.
I have to say, I think they're an extraordinarily courageous group of people, but if they give up, the bullies will have won.
Alan Jukes, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.